Time now for our weekly visit with Chuck Todd, NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press. Chuck, acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney likely not to appear for impeachment proceedings this after John Bolton also no-showed for Democrats. Chuck, Democrats have to know that when they're issuing some of these subpoenas, a lot of them are likely not going to show up, right?
Some of them are show subpoenas. There's no doubt about it. And what I mean by show subpoenas is that they want to show that they didn't cooperate. And they have said that they will take any witness not showing up as part of an obstruction and use that to prove an obstruction case as well into their impeachment inquiry. But I wouldn't lump the Mick Mulvaney and the John Bolton subpoenas into the same category. Bolton is somebody that has indicated he's willing to testify if he is cleared legally, meaning he's not going to voluntarily do this. He wants to be seen as legally compelled to have to talk. He does, being a national security advisor, there is some executive privilege that does matter here. So he wants to have some legal protection on that front. So I wouldn't lump the Bolton no-show in fully with the Mulvaney no-show.
Got it. And public hearings are supposed to start next week. Thus far, everything has been in private. How much is that going to change things? Nancy Pelosi has essentially said the jury is going to be the American people.
Well, that's the question. She's right, okay? I mean, the fact of the matter is, I think elected Republicans in Congress have made it pretty clear there isn't a piece of evidence they're not prepared to explain away on behalf of the president. And that will only change if public opinion changes on the right. So we'll see what the hearings do. I wouldn't make any bets. We've seen a slow increase in interest in impeachment, in the impeachment inquiry and ousting him from office. But it's come from Democrats and independents. It has not come from Republicans. I don't know if these hearings will move that or not. We'll find out. The one witness I'm curious of, if they ever appear in front of a camera that could have an impact, would be John Bolton. And let's see if they're able to get a legal clearing, a legal ruling for him that clears him to testify in the next couple of weeks while they do these in front of TV cameras.
Chuck, one thing that a lot of people agree on is that impeachment is very divisive for the country. And as this enters a public phase and gets closer and closer to an actual Senate trial, is it possible for things to get even worse and more divided in this country, do you think?
Yes, I think it is possible that it's going to get more divisive. I mean, I think that the president has made it a campaign issue. He sort of has embraced it as almost a campaign talking point. He's selling merchandise, his campaign is, on using impeachment talking points. I think yesterday they put out become a member of the president's impeachment defense force or something like that. You get a membership card in it, all sorts of odd things. So I think that there's no doubt that this is, and I think the more this is now done in front of the cameras, the more heated it'll get. It may be a circus-like atmosphere among some of the questioners on the televised hearings. I mean, in Washington here, we are extraordinarily concerned about the divisiveness. I think out in America, they don't quite, I think people have smartly compartmentalized this divisiveness, but the televised hearings could make it worse.
All right, it's Chuck Todd, NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press, joining us here on KMOX. It airs Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Channel 5 and Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. right here on KMOX. Michael Bloomberg possibly getting into the presidential race. What do you make of this? Any chance this gets traction?
I think there's a large chance this gets traction. When somebody can spend $10 million a week on a campaign, run a national campaign from day one, he has been preparing to run for president for 8 years now. So this isn't like a last minute idea. He only didn't enter this race in March because Biden decided to get in and he did not think he could overtake Biden. Now he views Biden as too weak to stop Warren, and that's why he's getting in. I think the question I have is, what does this do to Biden's candidacy now? There's already been some hand wringing among Democratic elites, big donors, things like that. that his candidacy wasn't doing well. But rank and file Democrats, they're not asking for new candidates. So, you know, I don't know what this does. I do believe there was an opening for another candidate. I just didn't think Bloomberg's profile was the right opening. I mean, you could make a case that the top tier is missing somebody that appeals a little bit more culturally to blue collar Democrats. So it would have been a profile of somebody, say, like a Claire McCaskill or a Sherrod Brown, who run and won statewide in the Midwest. You know, somebody like that would have made more sense to me jumping in this late. But look, Bloomberg has a track record, and it's one that if he got the nomination, I think he would make him quite formidable. Getting the nomination is what the uphill battle is for Bloomberg.
All right, Chuck Todd joining us here on KMOX. Last thing for you, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley blasting social media, specifically TikTok, at a congressional hearing this week. Says it's a major national security issue where companies collect and store information. Is this a major issue, do you think, politically moving forward?
I think the issue of tech and privacy and data is a huge issue, and I think Senator Hawley is certainly very early on in his Senate career made himself an important player in that debate. And the issue with TikTok is something that is of the concern is not what's happening now with TikTok. The concern is the Chinese government has a history over time of companies that are based in China of getting overly involved and sucking out their intellectual property and things like that. And that is the larger concern here. And I think this is going to continue to become an issue of even greater concern to voters. So it's something that I think that is one of the few issues that unites sort of folks on the left and the right as well. It's one of those issues that cuts across partisan and ideological lines.
All right, that is our weekly visit with Chuck Todd, NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press, right here on KMOX.